Hello, everybody. My name is Portia Wilkins, and I am your purpose midwife. Natural midwives show up after a woman is pregnant to help her through the process and give birth. As a purpose midwife, my assignment is supernatural and pre-pregnancy, when your faith, belief, and confidence in conceiving at all is either low or non-existent. So I'm there to help you believe again one more time, one more month, to keep pushing until you get your promise that has been given to you already by God, and you're just waiting for it to come down and be with you physically, whether it is a baby, okay, whether it is a business, whether it is a marriage, whether it is an idea or health and healing, whatever it is. The Bible says that God wants to give us the desires of our heart. And whatever it is that your heart desire, that promise is stored up for you in heaven. And so as a purpose midwife, my goal is to step in and assist you on that journey of believing until you conceive. And so thank you guys so much for joining me today. This is Midwife Moments. And my moments to come and share with you, impart some knowledge, some wisdom, share my truths, my experiences, candid conversations about just life in general, and a journey to getting that promise that you desire and that you want. And so today's topic is going to be, can't ovulate or relate? Man, and I mean, it's a good one. So here's what I recommend you do. And what I need you guys to do is share this video, share it with women and share it with men as well. Those couples who desire to conceive, I know without a doubt that this particular message is going to help not only peel back some layers, but give some revelation and some understanding. There's this book that has been written, and we hear it all the time, men are from Mars, women are from Venus. And that is so true. We operate very differently. That's how God designed us, okay? And so when we come together, these two imperfect people come together to represent this perfect covenant of God's marriage, the way that he designed it. Man, we come with everything that comes with us. We got our baggage, we got our, you know, our breakdowns, everything that is a part of us that makes us who we are. We bring that into the marriage, we bring that into the relationship. And for a lot of people, infertility is brought into the marriage. It is brought into the relationship as well. You know, the woman has fibroids like I had, or maybe your fallopian tube is blocked, or maybe your cervical wall is closed, or you have a lump in your breast. Those are all things that happened to me that I brought into my marriage. And so when we're getting ready to try to conceive, here's all this stuff happening that I didn't even know was a thing, right? I didn't even know to think about those things. And so, or maybe from a man's perspective, there are issues with producing enough sperm, or your testosterone is low. There's so many other things that can go on in both a woman and a man's body and life that they bring into this relationship. And here you are trying to conceive your promise, trying to make a baby, and you got all these things in the way. And so from a woman's perspective, is which I'm going to share, there are things that go on in regards to ovulation that I just believe men just don't know, or maybe don't understand, and women don't know as well, because there's a lot I didn't know too. So share this message, share this video. It's going to be tremendously valuable and helpful to so many people. And if you're not in the market for a baby, if you're not shopping heaven for a son or shopping heaven for a daughter, this message will still apply to you, because the principles are transferable. I encourage you to listen, watch, and share with someone that you love and you care for as well. But hey, put in the comments, let me know what city, state, country as well that you're watching from, because I want to make sure to connect with you all and reply as well. If you're watching me live, press 1. But if you're watching a replay, press 2, okay? And participate, okay? If something resonates, put it in the comments. If there's a quote that you like, put it in the comments. If you have a question, put it in the comments as well, so that I can make sure to provide the best value and you get what you came here for, okay? So we're gonna be getting started here in just a moment. Again, for those of you just jumping on, my name is Portia Wilkins. I'm a purpose midwife. I live here in Houston, Texas. My role, my assignment is to assist women on that journey of conception pre-pregnancy. So when your faith, your confidence and belief in conceiving at all is either low or non-existent, I'm here to help you push past that on through the entire process, okay? So share this video. You can connect as well on our website, straighttalkwomantalk.com. That's straighttalkwomantalk.com. On there, you will see my 3-part docuseries where I share my supernatural pregnancy testimony. Listen, the feedback that I have been getting from people who have watched it has been incredible. God told me when I filmed it that people are going to receive healing and miracles just from watching it. Whether they are desiring a child or some other promise, miracles and healing just from watching it. And I'm so grateful that he has entrusted me with it. You know, obviously going through the journey wasn't fun. But on the other side, now that I have my promised baby, man, I'm so grateful. So head on over to the website. You can watch the 3-part docuseries there. It's just under 2 hours, so well worth your time, okay? And then also, I wrote a book. It's called You're Not Infertile, You're Just Not in Timing. There's a difference in time as far as how we know it and how God operates. And so when we are in alignment with God's time, we're able to really magnify the relationship and then also maximize the promises that he wants to get to us. And so a lot of you, and I was doing the same thing, you're working, but you're working in the wrong direction. And you're like, wait a minute, what's happening? There's this meme, and I'm sure you guys have seen the picture, whereas they were saying, I climbed the ladder of success, and I realized it was up against the wrong wall. And so there's a picture of someone with a ladder, but the ladder is up against the wrong wall. And so nevertheless, when you are working and you're doing something and you're not working in alignment with God's will and God's timing, you're putting forth all that energy and effort and you're getting nowhere fast. And so then you get frustrated, you want to quit, you want to give up, you want to throw in the towel. And so the book, You're Not Infertile, You're Just Not in Timing, is to assist you with understanding how to align with God's time so that you can get your promise. This is the revelation that the Holy Spirit gave me. And I share that in my docuseries as well, that particular part of the journey where my cervical wall was closed because I attempted to do IVF and I couldn't do it. My cervical wall was closed and I was like, well, Lord, why would you take me down this IVF route if my cervix was closed and he couldn't get through to do the procedure anyway? And God said, I closed your cervical wall to close that door. You're not infertile, daughter. You're just not in timing, meaning I'm going to do it. And so that was like, it just gave me so much peace. It gave me so much peace. And so my book is a compilation of not only my story, but the strategies that I use to help me get through the process, how I prayed, when I prayed, what did I say to myself when I was going through those tough moments? And so whether you desire a child or not, it is supernatural strategies to help you activate your faith in every area of your life. And so that is available for pre-order on the website, straighttalkwomantalk.com. And also I have my podcast, which is, this is what you're listening to right now, whether you're watching the video or listening to the audio, which is available on iTunes and our website, midwifemoments.com. But the podcast is designed for me to, again, just share the truths, the stories, those candid conversations that we can have together so that you can get to the other side of whatever it is you're going through. And then also, God said it's time for us to come together. And he gave me the deposit. It's called Convo Concept, Conversations on Conception. And so we're going to come together in the Houston area every Saturday throughout the month of October. And we're going to have conversations on conceiving our promises from God. Whatever that promise is, it's time for us to come together and have those productive conversations so that, again, you're working in the right direction, you're working in the right lane, you're maximizing your time in the moment so that you can manifest that miracle. And so straighttalkwomantalk.com is the umbrella where you can go and get everything. The docuseries, you can pre-order the book, you can listen to the replays of Midwife Moments, and you can register for the free conversations on success, conversations on conception, not success, conversations on conception. Event that I'm going to do. My husband and I, we do a lot of events in business called Conversations on Success, so that's where that came from. But ours is Convo Concept, Conversations on Conception and Conceiving Your Promises from God. So I'm looking forward to seeing you guys in the Houston area. Thank you again for joining me here live today. Again, welcome. Put your name, city, state, country you're watching from. And if you're watching live, press 1. If you're watching a replay, press 2. And if you are listening to the audio, we getting ready to rock and roll, guys. I'm excited. So let's dive into the message here on today. We'll be getting started in about 30 more seconds. Okay, so can't ovulate or relate. That is the topic for today. You can't ovulate or relate. Write that in the comments or write that down for your notes. When it comes to ovulation, it is required in order to get pregnant. But I didn't know that. I did not know that. You know, Portia, you're a woman. Why didn't you know? Well, I wasn't spending my life trying to have a baby. I've seen people get pregnant with no problem, teenagers, you know, adults, whatever the case may be. And I honestly just thought it was something that you could just do. I also thought you can get pregnant on any day of the week, at any time. I didn't know that there are specifics in regards to the day and the time and all of that, that had to be in order for you to have a baby. I'm like, because everybody that I knew was getting pregnant. People just popping up with kids. You know, my sister, I have a sister, she's older than me. And she had 4 children. She started in high school having her kids, you know, and so now they're grown and she's a grandma and everything. But, you know, also have friends that I was in high school with and cousins who had children in high school too and early on in their adulthood. And so all these people are popping up with babies. I'm like, oh yeah. It's easy to do. I'll just wait till I get married. Now, I didn't wait to have sex before marriage. You know, I had sex before I was married. So, but it was just one of those things where God would just cover me. He was just protecting me. And I just figured he's going to wait until I get married to give me a baby. Boom. There it is. And it's just going to happen just like that because I'm married, right? Like, this is what you're supposed to do. But that's just not how it happened for me. And that's not how it happened for a lot of people. And it really just messed me up mentally. And I know you can relate to this as well. It's like, you know, when you were single and fornicating, having sex, doing all of that, things are great. No problem getting pregnant. No problem having fun. No problem with anything. Everything is just fabulous. It's amazing, right? Soon as you get married, all of a sudden, wait, I can't have a baby? What you mean? So what? What had happened before? Like, why now that I'm finally living right, okay? And I'm finally doing things the way you want me to do, Jesus. Why now am I facing this hardship when it comes to conceiving? And so, you know, looking at the whole journey and the process, ovulation is just so important because if you are not doing what you need to do, if you're not having sex, if there's not intercourse, if there's not sperm hitting an egg, okay, whether it's through intercourse or through IVF, whatever the case may be, if the sperm isn't hitting the egg, then it's not happening, period. You're not getting pregnant, okay? And you have to be able to do that at a certain point in time throughout the month. But I didn't know anything about this, so I was like, okay. Then I found out they're like ovulation tests. They're actually tests for you to determine if you're ovulating. And for me, it was frustrating because here I am taking all these pregnancy tests. They're negative every month. So now I gotta take another test. And all of those were negative too. So I'm just surrounded with all this negative stuff. Negative pregnancy tests, negative ovulation tests, negative, negative, negative. And I'm like, okay, I'm done with all these tests. And so the Holy Spirit was like, he the one who told me to get the ovulation test. And now I understand why. Wasn't so that I could be frustrated with another negative test, because he takes no joy, pleasure in me being frustrated and upset and mad and all that. It was so I can understand ovulation. And so I began to look it up, like, what is this stuff anyway? And so ovulation, according to the Mayo Clinic, ovulation is a process in which a mature egg is released from the ovary. Those 6 days are important because the egg is able to be fertilized for about 12 to 24 hours after it's released. Okay, so you got 6 days that you can ovulate as a woman. And within those 6 days, The egg can only be fertilized 12 to 24 hours within those 6 days. So you got the 6 days and then the 12 to 24 hours. Okay. So you're chanting the narrative like, like, oh, pregnant? No. This is why you're missing a mark, because you hit it here and then it ended up there. All right. But it says, in addition, sperm can live inside the female reproductive tract as long as 5 days after sexual intercourse under the right conditions. Your chance of getting pregnant is highest when live sperm are present in the fallopian tubes during ovulation. So your tubes got to be open. Your fallopian tubes got to be open. You got to ovulate. The sperm can hang out. He's hanging in there, trying to be a little strong, a little swimmer, waiting on your little egg to drop, and nothing's happening. And so then the sperm dies. Okay. But an average 28-day menstrual cycle, ovulation typically occurs about 14 days before the start of the next menstrual period. But in most women, ovulation occurs in the 4 days before or after the midpoint of the menstrual cycle. And if, like many women, you don't have a perfect 28-day menstrual cycle, you can determine the length and midpoint of your cycle by keeping a menstrual calendar. So now you gotta get a calendar, okay? In addition to cooking dinner and working your job, you got to go get a calendar. Understanding when you're ovulating and having sex regularly 5 days before and on the day. So you need to have sex 5 days before and on the day of ovulation. Again, look, do you see, for me reading that? And this is why I wanted to share it, because I believe just that alone kind of gives you perspective on the miraculousness of conception, of making a baby. I literally had to go through a mental and verbal maze. That's what it felt like. It was this, up, oh, turn this wall. Nope, this door. Nope, 9 to 5 days. Nope, 9 to 6 days. Up, oh, sperm died. Nope, you gotta start all over again. Nope, was this 14 days after your cycle? Where's your calendar? Wait, did you take the ovulation test? What's happening? Like, this is what's going on in my brain as I'm reading this. And so when the Holy Spirit led me to that, I was like, I ain't got time for this. Why can't you just do it? Like, why can't you just do it, Jesus? Like, what's really going on here? Like, why do I have to become a forensic scientist to understand when to get pregnant? Like, I didn't go to medical school. I changed my degree to marketing because I was failing biology. Like, no, I don't want to do this. I don't want to understand this. I just want you to get me pregnant. That's all I wanted. Everybody, listen, all these other people got pregnant. This girl got pregnant. She didn't even want the baby. This one, she didn't have 12 kids. This one over here, like, everybody just popping up having all these kids. Why do I have to pay mental chess with my reproductive system in order to have a baby? And so he was like, okay, just go download this app. So I downloaded this app called Flow, okay? And it helps track your cycle as well as let you know those 6 days where you can be ovulating. And it also tells you the strength of your ovulation during those 6 days. So like from day one to day six, it gives you like a chart, let you know, okay, hey, this is your peak day or your pre-peak or your post-peak, you know. Still, it goes from like 10% chance up to like 60-70% chance. It was never 100% chance. Even on your peak ovulation day, there's never 100% chance that you're gonna get pregnant. And so you got, so it's just this, oh, nope, now you're down to 30% chance. Yeah, you can go ahead and try, but yeah, it may not work. So I downloaded the app anyway, and it actually helped me. It did. But it was so much tactical work and strategy with it that I didn't even know existed. And I know I'm not alone in that. I know there's a lot of women. Some of you are getting aha moments like right now as I'm sharing this, like, that's why I'm not in the ovulation week, calendar day, cycle situation. Like, it's not happening. So I never really thought about having kids until I met my husband. And then obviously, like, okay, be fruitful and multiply. I'm like, we're two awesome people. We need to reproduce some more awesomeness in the world. So let's have a baby. And he was prophesied to before we even met that he would have a son. And so he's been holding on to that word. Like, he was in his early 20s when he received that prophecy. I didn't start receiving my prophecies in regards to our son until after my battle with fibroids and stuff, once that happened. But Nevertheless, here we are, Mary working to conceive. And I go into greater detail about this in my docuseries. This is why you got to watch it. Where I had fibroids, grapefruit sized fibroids on my uterus. Like your uterus is like this big and you got these big balls of masses of tumors and cysts just sitting there, literally sucking the life out of your womb. Okay. Because estrogen helps fibroids. I'm not a medical doctor, didn't go to medical school. This is just my own experience. So if you do have medical experience with fibroids or anything like that, feel free to comment, chime in. Yes. And then connect with me so we can actually have a deeper conversation about this for the people. But anyway, so I had the fibroids and I know that estrogen helps them grow. They feed off of that. And a lot of women who have fibroids experience miscarriages because of that. The baby needs estrogen in order to survive, and so do the fibroids. But when you have this teeny tiny little fetus, the power that it has is very minute compared to this massive mass of a cyst, this tumor that's there sucking the life out of it, and it just overtakes the child. It overtakes the baby, and so you miscarry. That's what happened to a close friend of mine. She didn't even know she had fibroids until she had to give birth to a stillborn baby. She had a miscarriage and it was too far along for them to take the baby out. So she actually had to deliver it. So her first experience with giving birth vaginally was her deceased baby from the fibroids. And so after she gave birth to the first angel baby, she had to then go and have the myomectomy to get the fibroids removed so she could try the process all over again and then get the calendar to see when she's ovulating again. It's a lot. So I had fibroids. I had a lump in my breast. Who knew, right? Then my cervical wall was still shut. I had a LEAP done in 2004 to remove cancerous cells. And so there was scar tissue and all of that involved. And so my LEAP was still shut. And my cervix was still shut from the LEAP. And the sperm has to go through the cervix to get through to the tubes and all of that, and then come to find out later one of my tubes was blocked. And so it was just all of these obstacles to have a baby, and you look and all these other people are having them as well. But as a woman, you begin to question your ability to qualify for womanhoodness. Like, this is what I was created to do. This is what you made me to do, God. I am to take seed and multiply it. I am to fertilize an egg and give it life and create a human and just hold it in my stomach and for 9-10 months and then push it out, or it gets cut out either way, and boom, here's another human being on the planet. Like, this is what I'm supposed to do. Women are the only ones who can actually carry and give birth, who can get pregnant and give birth. It is a woman. You know, I know people doing all kinds of stuff right now in the world, but God made it the way he made it. And a woman is the one who gives birth, period. And so this is what I was created to do. And the very thing that as a woman that I can't change, that I didn't even give myself, God gave me this, I can't even do. So there's nothing I can do to change the fact that that's what I was designed to do. And so now I'm faced with this thing of, now I can't even do that. So what kind of woman am I? What am I supposed to do with that, God? And so according to the, it was a lot of questions just about my just womanhoodness. Like, I just felt insignificant. I felt, gosh, I was frustrated as well. I was angry. I was depressed. I was sad. It was just a plethora of emotions, just a whole collection, just a bag full, a suitcase full of emotions and feelings that I was carrying because I couldn't do this thing that I was created to do. And so according to the American Pregnancy Association, an egg lives about 12 to 24 hours after leaving the ovary. This is the whole ovulation journey, right? Normally one egg is released each time of ovulation. So the woman has two fallopian tubes and the egg can come from one or the other. Okay. And so sometimes they come from both, and that's how twins are made. But one or the other producing it, boom. And so one egg is released at each time of ovulation. Ovulation can be affected by stress, illness, or disruption of your normal everyday life. Some women may experience some light blood or spotting during ovulation. implantation of a fertilized egg normally takes place 6 to 12 days after ovulation. So you get pregnant, but you don't know you're pregnant until 6 to 12 days later after the baby has been implanted into the lining of the uterus. And so now you take the test, boom, you're pregnant. Each woman is born with millions of immature eggs that are awaiting ovulation to begin. A menstrual period can occur even if ovulation has not occurred. So you can get your cycle even if you're not ovulating. And ovulation can occur even if you're not getting your menstrual. So even if you're not getting your period, you can still ovulate. Either way, you don't need both in order to do. So you don't need to ovulate to get your period, and you don't need to get your period in order to ovulate. So that's why for a lot of women, there's confusion. There's some women who have their cycle and still get pregnant because they don't have to be on the same page in order for that to happen. Some women experience pain or aching their ovaries during ovulation called middle pain. And if an egg is not fertilized, it disintegrates and is absorbed into the uterine lining. So you just suck it up and carry on until the next month. You try again. But that's ovulation. Like that, all of those boxes have to get checked in order for you to have a baby. And guess what? So does your wife box. So does your daughter box. So does your employee box. So does your entrepreneur box. So does your church, go to church and worship box. So does your travel and hang out, spend time with friends box. So does your date night box. So does life does not stop because you want to have a baby at all. And because life doesn't stop because you want to have a baby, the stress, the strain, and just the normal everyday life stuff affects your ovulation. So you can be in a great mood, get terminated from your job. You just paid to start IVF. The next week you get fired from your job. So now you just had enough to get started. You don't even have enough to pay for the medicine because IVF is very expensive. So there's so many other expenses and stuff involved with that, right? And so now you've started the process, but you can't even continue because you just lost your job. Stress, or man, I just got the courage to try again. And so now, boom, life happens. Your company closes down, or a family member passes away, or you find out you got a lump in your breast, or, you know, you find out you got some other health ailment or sickness or condition. Like, things just happen, and all of a sudden, what was a clear plan on your calendar, all of a sudden is just, you burn it up, throw it in trash. It's done. It's a wrap. And so because life doesn't stop, it gets stressful. There's stress, there's frustration. And so I had a guy tell me, he said, just have sex the whole bunch. You'll get pregnant. You just need to have a bunch of sex. And it was a very men are from Mars, women are from Venus kind of comment to make. Because I'm like, you would say that. Like, you would think that literally that's just all you have to do. Because you don't have to ovulate. You don't have to carry the child. You just get to release the sperm and boop, you're good. We have to take it, fertilize it, nurture it, stay healthy ourselves, stay alive ourselves, stay stress-free ourselves, and do all this stuff while also creating a whole entire human and growing and making a whole nother organ, the placenta. We're not born with placentas. Placentas come after a woman gets pregnant. So we got to create another organ and a whole human. And you say, just have a bunch of sex. Like, it just, that is just not how it goes, right? And for a woman who has been going through this process, the roller coaster of it, up and down, negative tests and sickness here, sickness there, or getting cut open and remove fibroids and tumors or any other kind of surgery or whatever else, it's not as simple as have a lot of it. Like, you mentally, you don't even want to. Not because you're not interested in it or you're not attracted to your spouse, but it's because do I want to set myself up for what's on the other side of this again? Do I want to set myself up for this heartbreak? Do I want to set myself up for this potential disappointment if I get yet another negative test? Can I handle that again? And so it's like the libido is a no-no. Like, it's just dried up. It's like nothing's there. Nothing's happening because it's like, I'm tired. I don't even know if I want to try again. I don't even know. Or, you know, in my case, I had the myomectomy to get the fibroids removed, and I had to get back on birth control so that my uterus could heal. You have sex during that time, even though you're on birth control, it's not 99% certain. If I got pregnant during the time before my uterus healed from the major surgery that I just had, it could destroy my uterus completely, and then I have to have a hysterectomy. So now you're telling me I have to put back on my sexy wife hat. I gotta put back on my let's get it on, you know, flow. And I gotta do all that and think about, whoa, what if we do have sex tonight and I get pregnant and my uterus explodes? Like, that's what I'm thinking about during intercourse. Like, please, Lord Jesus, just keep my uterus intact. Please don't let me get pregnant. And it was such a contradictory for me, because I went from praying to get pregnant, have a baby, be positive, to now asking God to not let me get pregnant. And it was a struggle. I'm like, okay, what am I sowing this? What kind of, because, you know, your words create your world. Like, what am I speaking over myself? Like, how do I navigate this, God? Like, what do I say? What do I do during this time? And it was tough, y'all. It was tough. And so, listen, ladies, I get it. I understand. Men, I need you to get it and understand too. There's a lot that goes on in our minds and in our hearts when it comes to conceiving. For some women, yes, it is an easy thing. They can, boom, get pregnant with no problem. There's women who have 13, 14 kids. I don't know what was in the water back in the day when our grandmothers and great-grandparents were, you know, coming up, because they in one house have 25 kids. I'm like, how did you do that? My grandmother had 7. I'm like, how did you do that 7 times? I just did it once and I'm tired. I'm trying to get one in. And here you are with 7 or 12 or 32, you know. And it's like, man, the food was different then too, and the water was different too. There was a lot of things different back then. From a chemical perspective, as far as like what we intake in our body, even in the air, you know, I don't know the last time I've seen stars, just because of the pollution that's in the sky and all of that, you know. So those are just so many things that go on in a woman's mind throughout the process, and understanding that you relating to that is important to help her get through the process and to even just want to try again. And so I remember, I don't know if it was a movie I was watching or I read it in a book or something, where they were saying that after you have sex, what you're supposed to do is put your legs up over your head in the air, and that helps the sperm travel down and get to the egg. And it's like, there is no egg if you're not ovulating. Or if it's on day 2 and not between the 6 days, if it's not during this week on the calendar, wait, it's the 12 days, right? And then you got the 12 to 24 hours. It's like, if you're not within this window, it doesn't matter what position you're in, the egg ain't there, bro. The egg isn't available for any kind of connecting to create a human being. So it's like, you just did all of that and nothing again. So month after month after month, I mean, 5 years of just negative. It is a miracle. Not only that I have a son now, but it is a miracle that I had the will and the mental capacity to even continue to try again. Like, seriously. So infertility, stress is a silent killer within and of itself. So life causes stress. That stress causes infertility. Infertility within itself creates stress. So now the stress side is just so filled up, and the conception side is just, and faith side and belief side and, you know, wanting to try again, so it just goes lower because you're imbalanced. There's just so much going on. Stress is a silent killer of everything, including your libido. It is what it is. There's so many, and there's a lot of groups on Facebook. about infertility, and I just love reading the comments and the stories, because, and I don't know why I didn't find those groups sooner or connect with them sooner. I just didn't know to, but now that I have, it's like, there's so many things out there. And so I have a group as well on Facebook. It's called Supernatural Mamas. And, you know, everybody talks about it takes a village to raise a child. But what many don't understand is that it takes a village to create a child too. You cannot leave out the fact that this woman is attempting to create another human being. No matter how easy it is for someone else, for a lot of us, it is one of the most challenging, gut-wrenching, heartbreaking, stressful things that we will ever go through. Now, the promise is worth it. The promise is worth it. But man, that process, it's crazy. You know, think about it this way. For those of you who like sports, track and field, the Olympics just wrapped up. You are a track athlete and you are practicing every single day. You're spending 8 to 10 hours a day, you know, sharpening your skills, honing your craft, going to get to the Olympics and jump the gun. You got a 4-year break before you can even try again. You jump the gun and start before the gun goes off, because you're getting ready to run a relay, and then ready, set, you raise up. And I know, cause I used to run track, and you raise up and you jump, and then they pop the gun. You're supposed to go after the gun is shot in the air. And so for those who jump the gun, meaning you jump and start before the gun goes off, you're disqualified. So all of that time that you invested, now even though the Olympics is every 4 years, you didn't just start 4 years ago training and conditioning. More than likely, to an Olympian has been working on this craft their entire life. That's part of their whole identity. So you got your whole entire life's work that you built up for this particular moment, and you jump the gun. And immediately you're disqualified. The disappointment that sets in, the frustration, the depression, the everything, the anger, and in some cases rage, and all of those emotions that come in are all what a woman can feel when she gets a negative pregnancy test. Because it takes all of that work to ramp up just to want to try again. Come on now. It's hard. It's not easy. It's not. So the village of, oh, okay, baby's here, let me jump in and support. No, it starts at the beginning and definitely during postpartum, like for sure. My village didn't get that. They didn't. And I didn't, you know, I didn't understand that they wouldn't get it, but now I do, because that's just not their story. They had no problem conceiving. So me going through what I did to have a baby, you got all of that baggage, you got all of that hurt, you got all of that pain, and then you have the child. Postpartum is a whole nother layer. You're still processing all of that. That's not all out your system and done yet. So now you got to figure out how to keep this child alive, and then you got to figure out how to get back into your day-to-day. And if you're around insensitive people who don't understand how that works, man, it messes you up. It messes you up big time. And so it even got to the point, guys, and this is so true for me, and I just want to be transparent as possible, because I just really believe it's going to help some people. But it got to the point, I was so desperate throughout my process and tired of looking at the negative pregnancy test, that I began to compromise on my faith. Like, okay, God, listen, I don't even have to keep the baby. Just let me see a positive pregnancy test. That's it. Let me get a positive pregnancy test, then you can take the baby on to heaven. Like, I was praying for a miscarriage, because that would mean I at least got pregnant. I didn't even know that I could get pregnant, because I had never seen a positive pregnancy test. So here I am, like, Lord, can I at least just get pregnant once? That'll let me know that I can at least get pregnant. And then, you know, you can take the baby, you know, whatever, do the miscarriage thing, and then we can try again. And then my faith will be higher, because at least I know I can get pregnant. Like, that's what I began to tell myself, which was very contradictory to faith activation. It really was, because miscarriage is a major thing, and so many women go through it, and it's just, I don't wish it on anyone at all. So, when I started to change my prayer strategy and my conversation, God revealed so much to me in regards to just the whole journey. And that's how I even got on ovulation kits and ovulation tests at all, just through praying and talking to God and the Holy Spirit saying, go do this, go do that, go do this, go do that. And so it was so important to me in order to do that. And so there's just so much information out there in regards to ovulation. And for those of you who were like me, who didn't really understand how important your ovulation is to conceiving, I highly recommend that you go and you read up on it and get enough information so that you know how to work and how to operate. I don't think it's necessary to inundate yourself with all the statistics and numbers and all of that, because that within itself can be frustrating and demotivating, okay? But when you know it is a lot, but give yourself just enough information so that you're working in the right direction, so that as you are pursuing the goal of getting pregnant, at least you know that you're putting in the work during the right time. Again, you're not infertile, you're just not in timing. And that in timing is important in the natural when it comes to when you're ovulating as well. There's a specific time that it has to happen in order for you to get pregnant. And so you know, I hope that this provides some kind of insight to those of you. And so for those of you who are the village, who are the support system and team to the women, I want you to think of the negative pregnancy tests, the failed IVF rounds, the surgeries and all those things as a layer of psychological scar tissue. Every negative test, every negative ovulation test, every miscarriage, every negative report from the doctor adds a layer of scar tissue to the psychological makeup of a woman's mind and in her heart. Okay, that's what it's like. What is scar tissue? It's so when a person has an injury, the body responds by repairing the damaged tissue, which creates scar tissue. It's a collection of cells and collagen that covers the site of the energy. People can develop scar tissue on their skin as a result of an injury, surgery, or acne. Other areas of the body can also develop scar tissue, such as the heart muscle after a heart attack. So every month that a test is negative for a woman, every month that an IVF cycle fails or whatever the case may be, or that she miscarries, is a psychological heart attack that creates scar tissue in her mind and in her heart when it comes to conceiving. So imagine for women who have attempted to conceive for a considerable amount of time. For me, it was 5 years, so that's 60 months of layers of scar tissue that had developed on me psychologically, mentally, and emotionally, that impacted literally every area of my life, that impacted my marriage, that impacted all of my relationships. And so when someone shows up and they don't provide the proper care as a member of the village, they instead end up doing the opposite. Only thing that you have done is added another layer of the scar tissue. So if nothing else, just be there. Whatever her love language is, love her in that way. Stop trying to love her how you want to love her or what's comfortable for you because of your own insecurities and shortcomings. Love her how she needs to be loved based on how she's telling you and what you know her love language is, because that's what's going to help her get through the process to heal, to mend, to get the courage to try again. We're not making a cake. We're creating an entire human being. The weight of the responsibility of that is extremely heavy. It's not something casual. It's not cavalier. And it's very serious. So much so that creating a human for a lot of women killed them. There are women who died giving birth. Do you understand? It's major. And for a Black woman, you know, I don't play the race card a lot at all, only when necessary. But I know that there's a huge discrepancy in our treatment when I had my surgery to get my fibroids removed and they were transferring me from one bed to another after surgery, they actually dropped me from 3 feet in the air onto the bed. I was attempting to tell them, you know, hey, this guy isn't gonna be strong enough to hold me. He was about 4 feet, nothing. And he was on the receiving end. I'm looking at him, I'm like, dude, he is not gonna be able to carry me over there. Like, why is, y'all need to switch. And so trying to tell him that they had told my husband to get out of the room already, to leave out so they can do it. So he wasn't in there to speak for me. And they just completely ignored me. Yes, I'm in pain, but I'm trying to communicate as well. So there's this misconception that Black women are so strong all the time. And while we are strong, you can't use that as a cop-out to treat us poorly. Oh, she's strong, she'll get over it. She's strong, she'll be all right. Yeah, she'll be okay. So you mistreat us. And so now there's more scar tissue. There's distrust in the medical community. Okay, because now we're like, who do we go to where we know that we can get the proper care, the best care? And I don't know if I should go. And so there's a lot of Black women who I know are going through different things from a health perspective that are not even getting the help that they need because they don't trust. Psychological scar tissue, another layer. So love on her. 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 6 through 7 says, therefore humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God. Set aside self-righteous pride so that he may exalt you to place of honor in his service at the appropriate time. Cast in all your cares, all your anxieties, all your worries, all your concerns once and for all on him because he cares about you with deepest affection and watches over you very carefully. Ladies, he cares for you. I know you may feel like no one does, because I felt that way many a times, but I would always get some kind of subtle reminder that God is there, and regardless of who is or who isn't, he loves me. He cares. He created me in his image. He created me in his likeness. I am his daughter. And nothing gives him greater joy than to see me happy, successful, and grateful for all that I have and who I am. So while it's a tough journey, cast your cares on him. Whoever can't relate, some will never be able to. Cast your cares on him. That'll help get you through to the other side. So share this message. Share this message. It is important for everyone to know how to relate to someone who can't ovulate. Okay? Serious thing out there. Connect with me, straighttalkwomantalk.com. You can see my 3-part docuseries there of my supernatural pregnancy testimony. Remember, God said that there are going to be miracles and healing for women and men, anyone who watches it in its entirety. That's what he told me. And I believe that to be true just from you watching it. Because I prayed and I asked God that the same supernatural healing that he gave me when he, because after I had surgery to have the fibroids removed and they came back, and God removed the new fibroids that returned. He removed the lump from my breast. He opened up my cervix and he unblocked my fallopian tube. And I believe with all of my heart that the same favor, grace, covering, love, and care, and nurture, and attention that he gave me during that time, that will be also cloaked and bestowed onto you as well, just from connecting. So watch the 3-part docuseries, share it with someone you know who desires to get pregnant. It is going to completely change their perspective on the process in and of itself. And then also my book is available for pre-order. It's called You're Not Infertile, You're Just Not In Timing. Supernatural strategies to activate your faith in fertility in every area of your life. And then we're coming together in the Houston area throughout the month of October. Every Saturday in October, we're gonna come together and have conversations on conceiving our promises from God. So whether that promise is a baby, a business, a marriage, whatever it is, we're gonna do that. Matter of fact, there's another woman who, and you'll hear about me calling different women once God miraculously removed my fibroids. You hear about that in my docuseries. But there's one woman God told me to call, and I was like, God, are you sure? Because she's not married. And so I know when it comes to the kingdom order of things, conception is to happen between husband and wife, but she's not married. And I was like, he was like, because she's going to get married. And then after that, she's going to get pregnant. I was like, ooh, okay. So I called her and I told her, I said, listen, you know, here's a story. Here's a testimony. God wanted me to tell you, you're going to have a baby. But since you're not married, that means you're actually going to get a husband very soon. And at the time, she told me she had just reconnected with an ex-boyfriend from like 11 years. And I was like, are you serious? She was like, yes. And literally as of a week ago, maybe a week and a half ago, they got married. And so this was in 2019 when I called her and told her this. And so she just got married. Her twin sister actually conceived. And so she's going to be getting a baby really soon as well. So that just is an example of, regardless of what it is you're believing God for, whatever that promise is, the principles still apply. For me, it was the promise of a baby, but it was my testimony that he wanted me to share with this woman and prophesy to her and tell her that, hey, yes, you are going to have a baby, but you're also going to get married first. And so that was awesome for me to be trusted by God with that information, but then also to witness it come to pass as well. So again, the conversations on conception are for anybody who desires a promise from God. So don't let the fact that you don't want to have a child stop you from attending. It's free. Okay. The location and all that will be revealed after registration, but all the details for everything, the 3-part docuseries, my book, event, the midwife moments, the replays, all of that is on our website. And then you can join our group, Supernatural Mamas, here on Facebook as well. So straighttalkwomantalk.com, head on over there, get connected. Make sure you subscribe when you're there as well, so you stay in the loop as I'm sending out communication about all these different things that are going on and as God continues to download, so that you don't miss anything. Follow on social media as well, because he's doing a new thing, guys. He's doing a new thing. This is Supernatural September. The month is still fresh. What's today? Today is the 29th. So guess what? It's still supernatural time. It's not over, and it's still birthing season. Seasons last longer than a month. So Supernatural September is going to be the launching pad for that birthing season for you, for whatever it is that you're believing God for. Okay, so stay connected. Stay linked up. Love you guys so much. Thank you for watching. Thank you for sharing. And I'll see you on the next one. Goodbye.